getting doing, don't be sending nothing down here with the without the notice of award. How about that?
Well, some we don't
First
get
question,
that until
what's the notice
a long
of award?
Time.
We're live.
Okay, thank you, Clerk. I appreciate you. Good morning. I'm going to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:35. I apologize that we're running a little bit behind for those on the call. Can I have a roll call, please?
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Chair Rivard.
Here. The next item is prayer. And Congresswoman Lemon, could you render a prayer this morning?
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the rains that you've blessed us with. We ask that you be with us today in our hearts and our minds. We ask that you wrap your arms around anyone that is suffering and in need, and anyone that is in need of heat in their homes or wherever they may reside. We ask this with all your son's name and all our love. Amen.
Thank you. The next is the approval of minutes, and the minutes are attached to your invite, committee. Those are dated 11-1.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to approve the minutes of November 1st, 2023 is presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Treasurer McIntosh, are you on the call?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, good morning. We put you on the agenda, as I'd mentioned. I'll do that throughout session during appropriations, just to have you, you know, be able to provide any type of updates that you may feel that are necessary. I will talk about, you know, the bill that I filed this morning and us working together, and I just want to say thank you for looking to ensure that we had the a good balance coming out of the Butcher House meats, that funding that took place prior, and then the floor improvements and what have you. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. We're just trying to ensure that we have good balances moving forward. So there's anything that you'd like to say to the committee before we get started?
Well, thank you for that, Chair. No, the same. We were looking at that. I think we're on the same page and appreciate you working with us and then working to validate that information. And I think that's a better setup to move forward. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the committee to the treasurer at this time? Okay. The next item is lunch. No, I'm kidding. It really is, but we'll move on. Okay, the next discussion of legislation will be ONCA 24-03, which is an act to amend ONCA 23-85 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $6,270,199 and to establish an alternate effective date. And I am the sponsor. This morning we'd asked the clerk to send out a proposed committee sub, and I wanted to see if everyone's received that in their email.
Yes.
Okay. Clerk, could you send that to Treasurer McIntosh, please? So what we've done, Mr. McIntosh, is I'm going to propose a committee sub, and I haven't asked to adopt it yet. I wanted to talk about it with the committee beforehand. As you know, this is our bill with tribal requests. We stayed and worked, you know, yesterday for a while and talked about our balance, and I feel like the Congress is, you know, currently not okay with the amount of the request. Not that we don't agree with the need, but we have to watch the bottom line, as does the treasurer. So with the committee substitute that you're seeing in your email for 2403, what that would do is under the capital asset fund, we would be amending a lot of the asks at that point. Right, just for right now, and I'm not saying it's something we can't address later, but we have included in that the visitor center would be the espresso machine and the soda fountain. We validated that that was not in the visitor center budget, but more so furniture, fixture, supply type items. We also agreed to do the Wildland Fire garage door install, the Wildland Fire restroom and plumbing issues that they're currently having. This would include the canopies for the Wheelas at Hominy Skytook Fairfax and a garage for the Wheela in Skytook, and then the addressing the issues at the current BIA and Minerals Council chambers with regards to the positive, the drainage issues that they're having. And I believe that was it. So of course that would bring that total down quite significantly from the request of 5.4. That would bring it down to actually $119,475. We also looked at communications. We removed that section. We looked and made sure that they were funded, and they have been through IDC, and we did that during CEJO. And that's something that we can look at later, but right now we felt like they were funded properly. Wanted to ensure that they had everything that they had asked for during CEJO, and that amount is in IDC. So the DNR domestic, which is the CARES cattle, the executive branches had requested amendments to the expense side of the budget, but their reduction to the restricted revenue and the increase in tribal funding have been removed. And so we removed that section. And then in number four, let me back up. I just want you to know that they have been funded, so it's not as though they're not having money to operate. The fourth and fifth, what we did was remove the request per Treasury of the Real Property Purchase Fund and the Restricted Property Repurchase Fund. They had request of $500,000 apiece, and that came back down, and I think the Treasurer would agree with that. So it's going to change the amount of the total bill then to $395,758. And so at this time, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the committee substitute ONCA 24-03. Do you know what the timestamp is on that?
10:27 a.m. November 2nd, 2023. So moved.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. So the committee substitute has been adopted. And I want to just, before we take any action on this, I wanted to go through it for those listening and for the, out of respect for the Treasury Department. We do have the cap asset section. The communications, we did leave $69,000, I'm sorry, in the professional fees to help with them doing anything such as the billboards and things that are not IDC related. DNR domestic, we left that. It's at $559,892. It just looks a little bit different in the amounts. The DNR meat processing facility, $276,170. The DNR services, harvest land at $325,773. Historic presence budget mod and tribal developments budget mod. But that's all I have on 2403, unless anyone has any questions or comments, any action. Speaker Good Fox.
I have comment. Because I realize that a lot of people will wonder how we went from, you know, a $5.4 million request in mostly equipment acquisition to 119,000? Mm-hmm. And this committee, as I said, I think on day one, was going to have to get to a place where what was a number that we felt comfortable being with our general treasury, and knowing that we are just outside of our budgetary session and we have much of the year to go, and we are always wondering what's coming down the road, especially with litigation. And I brought up to a couple of members that we were asked to take care of a legal bill with our minerals council not too long ago that was close to $1 million, as we should. The work was done. That law firm deserved to be paid for the work that they did. I do not disagree with that at all. But it was an unexpected request that we needed to do. And if we get ourselves in an area where if we had approved all the requests coming through, the number we were given was $177,000 would be left in the general treasury. And we just don't need to be there. That's too low. And we have things going on with our tax commission and the tobacco compact. We have the reservation case issues going on. The Minerals Council still has things going on, and litigation is real for us, and it is over many different issues, and we don't know what's coming down the road. And I just think that this committee has done a really good job, as the people and the members that aren't on this committee that support the decisions that have come from this committee of appropriations. So we had to make cuts, and that's what this committee substitute does.
Thank you, Speaker. And I want to explain to everybody, this one's a little bit different. The cap asset revolving fund, you have to, you know, work or provide per project and provide an amount. So you may ask, you know, well, why didn't Congress just send back and say, here's an amount? But this revolving fund, you have to provide per project and describe that. And then if there's any money left over, as we call a residual, then we can redirect that money. So what I intend to do, and I've had many visits with our treasurers, that I intend to work with Treasury, as I always do, to look at projected revenue. Again, I commend Mr. McIntosh for keeping his eye, you know, on our revenue and looking at ways that, I just got to remind everybody that, you know, our treasurer wasn't able to participate in CEJO fully as he usually does. And out of respect for him, I want to give him time to be able to look at the big picture. Everything that we're not funding right now is nothing that we can't revisit. That's what I'd like to say. So I want to just thank this committee for working so hard on this piece, this legislation. But keeping in mind, working together, compromising how we can address everyone's needs. And maybe not at the full amount, but just opening up all of our opportunities to fund certain things at certain times that it just may. It's something that we're going to keep our eye on. That's what I just would like to say for those listening that may not aren't funded the way that they had requested at this time. So. Committee, any action or comments further? Speaker?
I'll make a motion to pass ONCA 2403 committee substitute to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 2403 will be sent to Congress with a due pass. The next bill we have is ONCA 2406, which is an act to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $2,918,416 of ARPA funds to the Department of Natural Resources and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill, if you guys remember, we mentioned it, Darren Cijo a lot, our DNR department, I call her Wonder Woman, Dr. Heyman. She has a lot of responsibility for our government as the Secretary of Natural Resources. And so she oversees the harvest land, as we're well aware, and our meat processing facility. And so she has come and asked that we fund her program with ARPA dollars. And we're able to do so by reducing in other areas. And so we are all aware that we're going to have to fund these initiatives tribally next year. But until, you know, I think it's smart that we use our federal dollars when we should in certain areas. And so I believe the harvest land and the meat processing plant were great places to use our federal dollars in that sense. So anyone have any questions? I think Dr. Heyman is on the line. Anyone have any questions? Any action?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't this the bill that was a no effect bill?
Pardon me?
Was this one of the bills that was a no effect bill? That it crosses over with another bill to reduce funds in other places, and so in effect this is not $2 million in basically new money.
Yes, ma'am, you're exactly right. This okay. It's two programs under this one bill, and then the other two reductions in the ARPA funding are two separate bills, so you are correct.
Okay.
So actually the bottom, as discussed yesterday, should be a zero effect. Second speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to report ONCA 2406 with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. The next bill is 2408. Now, this is our bill that has the FY24 non-tribal request, and as you know, the biggest ones of that we've talked about, we went through all of this big bill, but the two were the well plugging and the financial lending institution. So we're waiting on some information from executive, and also we're hoping that the Minerals Council addresses this to the well plugging tomorrow in their meeting. And so right now I feel like the committee has agreed to just postpone this. I'm not mistaken.
Madam Chair.
Second speaker.
Motion to postpone ONCA 2408 to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. The last bill is 2410. And this is the one that I filed and introduced this morning. Thank you to my colleagues for getting it this far into committee. This is, I apologize to Speaker this morning. My mind was other places. I was working with Treasury to ensure that we had enough money to utilize the leftover funds from the Butcher House meats flooring that was provided. And they verified that, yes, there was a good balance and that they did not need any additional funds. And so that project was completed and with good use from the ARPA fund. So this Congresswoman Stabler is one of those bills. So this is actually, I guess, just a residual or a balance from that previous bill. So, you have any questions or comments? Anyone? Any action?
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to report ONCA 2410 with the DUPAS recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. And a second, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. That is it on our bills. If anybody have any questions, I want to let you know before we adjourn that I canceled the appropriations meeting for tomorrow, and I will set a new meeting today.
For Monday.
I'll probably, maybe we'll do Monday and Tuesday just in case, and I can cancel one if I need to. So, anybody have any other comments? Or I do want to thank everybody for joining the call. And I just want to say thank you, Treasurer, for working through so quickly this morning again. And thank you, Dr. Jan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you, committee.
Dang, we was in for the long haul we got today. Huh? Thought we was in for the long haul today.
No, I mean, we did the work yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's what happened, you know, when we yeah.